Now, I'm joined in the studio by Sapphire Rhodes lead singer-songwriter Olivia Rhode. Olivia is here to talk about the up-and-coming album, Is This Cinema?, which is released on Valentine's Day, and we're also going to be playing out the single Sunbeam. We're having a really nice little chat off air. You've got a fantastic accent.
Yeah, I'm raining from... I guess the sunny shores of Southern California.
Why? Now, I was going to ask you, why would somebody from California be in the UK?
This is a good question. Really special person here. She's right here in this room. And also, I just really love England and London, and I love being here. Plus, I got a really good deal on a flight, so I thought, right. Why not?
You were into surfing and skateboarding.
I guess I started skating. I was pretty young. My dad actually found... An old skateboard down by the river, and he brought that home, and it's all kind of rusted out. But I just grabbed the tool bag and started working on it, got it rolling pretty smooth, and that's kind of where I got my start. Just kind of skating around the streets of San Juan Capistrano. That's where I'm from. Mm. One of a family friends, he gave me this piece of junk surfboard. But when you're a kid. It was kind of like my prized possession. So I just started going to the beach and getting out there. Practice makes perfect. And, something I'm still doing today, having fun with it. And I've been fortunate enough to surf a bunch of different places around the world. Skateboard as well.
Have you surfed here in the UK?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
In Senen Cove out in Cornwall. Give a shout out to... my friend Dave and Laura Muir, they're the owners of Senen Surf Center right there. So if you're looking for a surf lesson or a cool hang, head down that way and they'll get you all sorted out. I started playing in my first band. It was called the Daisy Cannon, and it was kind of like a 60s style psychedelic band. And I just kind of came in. I had no singing experience really, but... One of my friends, I was jamming with him. He said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice, and you keep a tune on the guitar. Why don't you come to a band practice sometime?" I showed up, and next thing I know, we were having my first gig. I'd say it was a success. That band lasted about a year or two, and then went on a hiatus, and then started Sapphire Rhode, my own project. Mm. And that's been kind of on and off for the last, since 2009 or so.
And how old were you when you picked up the guitar?
When I was young, I think Santa had gotten me like a child's guitar. So I kind of would noodle around on that a bit. But it wasn't until high school when I really started focusing on the guitar and really wanting to learn the chords and the progressions and writing my own little songs and just having fun with it. And never knew it would lead me to something that I'm doing as my profession now.
And was there anybody else musical in the family, or is it just you?
My dad was a footballer. He's from Germany. His father, though, was a cello player, and he would go on, I think, weekends, Friday, Saturday nights, downtown Berlin, and they would be having a little trio, a cello, violinist, and some other instrument. But they would jam in coffee houses.
Yeah.
That was my grandfather.
So that's where your musical talent
I guess
comes
so,
from.
Something like that.
Unless you're really good at football as well. Is this American football, not the...
No, soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Soccer,
yeah. I was never any good. Are you any good at soccer? No. I'm talking to a lot. What's that? I've forgotten your girlfriend's name.
Carrie,
that's it. I keep pointing over to Carrie. She's not mic'd up, but if you go high, you can hear she's there.